more. Yes. And what do we have? When religion runs out, we have science. It says, oh yeah. Think about this. If you heard your channel talk tonight, your channel would be giving it to you. About your brain and your choices. And that when you decide to make another choice is the moment that you have turned your addiction into wisdom. And that you have a brand new life. What is wrong with not loving the unknown? Is it that you've gotten your cookies off of control? I think it is. And that if you can control, predict the future, but control it, that somehow you feel secure about that. No matter how limited or how impoverished that is, that you feel you're in control. That the whole adrenaline rush of power itself is about controlling even the unknown from the concept of the past. Now let's revisit this whole ideology of that your emotions were set long before you are who you are. And that everybody you've taken in, there have been people, places, things, times and events, baby, that you have used them to just give it to you. That's the way it is. So, it's operating off of emotion, not creation. And so, we go back and we visit that quandary in school. Nobody here is going to tell me they don't already know that. And the terrible guilt is that they do know that. And so they substitute, they go to a place of knowingness that in order to feel the richness of the truth, that guilt somehow is this sort of pot that you put this knowingness in, and that's your reactive emotion, is guilt. You don't have to feel guilty about that. It's just the truth. Man, you want to feel guilty, that's up to you. It's a waste of your lunch, but it's up to you. So I say, if you're going to feel guilty, eat a joint of meat and drink and eat every dessert in the world, because if your guilt is that big, you're going to need all of those molecules to feel it to its nth degree. Now, how can you change? By knowing you can. How do we know that God loves us? Because our heart is beating, that's why. And we've never done anything that would ever stop the process of life. Our grief was not so great that it could destroy the world. And megalomaniacs have tried that. And we go on. Your grief may destroy the life of your children, but woe unto you shall you be born of them in which your life is to be destroyed. Why? Because we are here to be creators. And feeling is why we have this body. And why we have a complete body is not because this is a sexy thing to look at, because we get to sit down. It would be very painful to sit on your tailbone. So you need a fat ass to sit down. But what about the rest of this? Is the fact that you can see your waist? What is that a sign of? The lack of food. And why would you do that? So you can make somebody have a hard on? Why? Why? What are you going to do once you have them? What are you going to do once you've got them? What are you going to do once this woman invades your life because she thinks you're just terrific? This is the lack of food. When there's a lack of food, there is a lack of conscious deep thought. How many of you understand? It should be that. But if you are In redemption, you don't need a lot of food. You just go crazy. Now, you're going to love to see your teachers. You're going to love to see how beautiful they are. I always want you to remember they were my faithful students in the great work. And I am their teacher. I am outrageous, marvelous, fantasia, I am. And I look like a woman. That is our hope, isn't it? And how we neutralize positive and negative is when we no longer think that negative is bad, which everyone says it's a negative attitude. But in gender, that's a woman's attitude. So are we being contrarians on your positive ideology? But in our world, that's positive and you're the negative. I mean, who knows this truth? So, I am the teacher of the school of ancient wisdom. It's my job to convince you you are a divine being. Science already has the support of all these teachings. Every brain neurologist will tell you about your neurons and after a certain point how they dissolve into the quantum field. Everybody will tell you in science about your beautiful brain. Oh my God. It is the kingdom of heaven because it can create any mansion. What you don't have is the freedom to create it and make it happen. And be the sunshine or moonlight to the fairies through that window that's stained glass. And that all of reality is permeated with that ruby red and that sapphire blue. That's what we want. We want to change. And you're going to learn how to do it. And you're going to get more powerful and more beautiful. More beautiful. And how about nature? Nature preserves that which knows this. For it's so rare amongst its fleas and its ticks to find that inordinate creature. Think about this. What is it to go home and you know it and you got your card in the field and you did blue body dance and you believed that Shiva existed? Yes, Shiva exists. And that the webs are the fundamental architecture and scaffolding to mass as reality in time and space. Oh yeah. And you go home and you look at people different. You go, you used to be my past. And you are a light to the world. And when you make people angry, wait a minute. Our agreement was we get along because you hate me, you're jealous, I know it, I play the game. You're angry, I'm happy, but I wait to get happy to make you angry so I can get happy again. You're going to go back and say, you know what? I've created all of this. You wouldn't even be in my life if what you are was not a part of what I was. And I cannot live here anymore. I can't live here in my mind anymore. I have found a solution and redemption to my troubled heart that I know now I've had for ages. You're going to go home and you're going to remember what it was to do field work and the art of focus, the art that when you get new knowledge, think of knowledge this week as building stained glass windows in the mind. And focus when God looks through them. And that lovely, beautiful color creates and defines all molecular structures of consciousness, that it is about you. And there is nothing, when you do that, that you know you can't do. And we will know the waste of an incarnation. A waste of an incarnation is to play the victim card always and never change. Forgiveness is not that I forgive you. Forgiveness is taking the blame back to you, because that was in your soul and you change it. And don't you go and destroy your brain. Don't you take drugs. I don't care. You in my audience, I'll bring them down. And if you try to destroy your brain with drugs, and if you think that you can get here from there with a pill, you are wrong. What is creation? Creation isn't about feeling. It is the power to create it in your brain. And then to alter reality according to quantum physics. And that you are the living presence that experiences it. What do you want to take a drug for? I'll bring you down after tonight. You do that. You destroy the beautiful life you have came here to learn. And do you say that I'm evil for bringing you down? Honey, I'm only quickening what you will eventually do. Don't you call it mercy? And don't think for one moment I can't do that, because I can. So in our little place in Yelm, Washington, off of the shores of ancient Lemuria, a school is built, what was once a beach of an ancient civilization that came from the stars. The Pacific are all called Lemurians. It is even in ancient Aztec culture. I am a Lemurian. Now, and my people came from beyond the North Star. Imagine what I've seen. And imagine what I am doing here with you. And why am I here, by the way? Because I had one lifetime and so many people were in my army. Only 2 million. We have yet to have 2 million people in school. But when we reach that number, we'll have to wonder if you were on my side or their side. Anyway, I won. And I learned the knowledge that you're going to learn. And how do you say goodbye when you have outgrown the situation? And you've outgrown people, places, things, times and events. They're only fractured parts of a mirror. They're all about seeing yourself. Do you know? It's impossible to see in another person what you are not. Do you tell your partner that straight away? Do you know where I stand right now? I'm going to have to say, that is the smartest fraud I have ever met in my life. And you know, that would be the truth. So if you do say that is only my channel pretending to be me, that's great. Because she can do fabulous things with you. And it makes you wonder, you know, how should you be so interested in you? You know, you're not interested really in anybody except you. How could somebody actually care for you that much? Was it that you paid to come here? In part, it is true. You made buying this venue possible. Who should that fall upon? If we follow the rules of this, we have to follow your choice of reality. And one day, when I teach you properly, you won't have to follow this choice of reality. So yeah, you know, all of your money went to, look at where you're at. Think about that. The channel, by the way, paid her own way to come down to her and Blue Body, because she's a wealthy woman. And how did she get wealthy? She used to be very poor. She created fabulous wealth. So she paid her own way to come down here. So I don't think any of you can take credit that you brought her here. And you know what we're aiming for? That you can do the same thing. So is it bad? We always have to end on money, because eventually, well, that will be the bones of the bird, won't it? We can chew on everything until we come to the bones. Is it bad to be wealthy as a god? Under the church, it was, blessed are the poor in spirit. Don't ever let anybody lay that on you ever again. This isn't angry. This is true. I have voice inflection. I have voice inflection. Only to emphasize the point, and it sounds like I'm mad at you, but I am Lord of the Wind. And you are so wonderful. I didn't rain on you this time. Do you know how long it's been that I haven't rained in a place to clean it up before I came? When Africa had its drought, I came to Africa. I brought the rains to South Africa. I'm the Lord of the Wind. So, that's my reality. And you know, I can say that as good as you can say, I'm a good Christian. Or I'm limited. You know, with the veracity that you explain yourself, let's compare explanations, shall we? I'm the Lord of the Wind. You're in control. But you know, you can only make so much in your neural net. So I expect everyone in my school to be fabulously wealthy, because I expect you to know what a random generator is going to say. I expect you to create a destiny where the runners that come to you are opportunities of doors that open to be a part of. And though it looks like it's small and insignificant, maybe it's the beginning. And you know, when we plant a rose, have you ever seen the seed of a rose? No, you only get roses and roots. But have you ever seen its seed? I dare to say that you haven't, really. Save for a few of you. Can we ever imagine out of a seed the rose? If a runner comes to us, it is a seed. Does it look like our passion? No. But I want to warn you, don't pre-conclude the future by the past that you have controlled. Don't make the unknown controllable by the personality of your past. Because if you say a runner of wealth is coming to you, how are you going to receive it, and what consciousness will you receive it in? The one you have right now. Don't ever try to explain the unknown. Because if you do, that horrible thing that will happen to you is that your explanation will manifest. And it's just about your past and redemption and all of that. Let the unknown be unknown. And let it come out of itself. And let yourself be that which is experiencing it. It's not a hard thing to be a wealthy person. But in a God, that which is wealth benefits everyone. That is the margin of learning. You haven't learned yet, but you will. And how? Why are you sick? Well, because you are poor, you. You know, you're sick because you haven't lived. If you're a woman, you're suppressed, you're guilty, and your ass is getting fatter by the moment. And you believe in your religion, and you believe in all the people who tell you all of those things. And your only thing that comforts you is food and inactivity. That is a sign that you have nothing on the ball and it is time for you to have it. And if you say, it will cost me my family and children, let it. You didn't create them. It's time to change and to be great. And so, what is it I'm telling you, my beloved people? That this is the great work. And isn't it wonderful? Our God does not think you are a sinner, think you're going to burn forever. And if you are a wonderful young person who is stymied by the culture you're born in, suffocating by its hypocrisy, you're afraid what anyone tells you will not be the truth. You are right to be afraid. Why? Because all they are telling you is all that they can experience, and that is their truth. And young people born in this are born in hell. They are born in it. They see the hypocrisy and the abuse of their mother, or maybe their father. Maybe their hardworking father has been used by this opportunistic woman to make him work to support her. Whatever it is, and the church, and giving always to the church, giving to the church, and buying all of those sickening dark icons. And you're going crazy because no one understands your journey and you feel absolutely alone. And because nobody can match your questioning, you think it's a bad thing and you don't belong to this world. Oh, you do belong to this world. If you kill yourself, we're going to bring you back even worse. Don't you go there. All you have to do is turn around and let them have it. In their hypocrisy. Tell your father to leave your mother. Tell your mother to leave your father. And at least you said it. At least you expressed it. Your life isn't depending upon them staying together. You come from God. And thank you, they've had you. After that, they're your good stewards. Please don't sacrifice your life for mine. I'm already copacetic. I'm telling you, you find other people. You do that. Because you'll never feel good about you not saying that. And you'll never feel good about not saying this about the people who have a stranglehold on the hearts and minds and soul of your village. Those poor people haven't learned anything because they can't without talking to their priest. And new knowledge is forbidden. Science says in the West, the wicked, wicked, wicked West, there is liberty happening. And it is all about the kingdom of heaven within. For did not Christ say that the Father that is within me is the Father that is within you? And what I am, so you are. And so only I changed water into wine. And if Christ can change water into wine, why have water? Well, you know. Well, what did he say? He said, what I have done, you can do greater. Remember what I said to you. What I have done, you can do greater. Well, what did he do? He turned water into wine. He healed the blind man at the well. He raised Lazarus from an initiation. And he taught on the Mount Insurrection. He was a seditious teacher. You know what sedition is? How many of you know what the word sedition means? Father, will you turn around and tell Blue Body what sedition is? He taught sedition. And he was a Jew. He was a Jew. You know what he said? The Old Testament sucks gas. The new redemption happens now. I don't know why that's so strange to you. It's what we're doing here tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
And what did he do? He could take anybody down on their books. I can take anybody down on their religion. So what was he doing? He met you on the hillside. He said, "What I can do, you can do greater." Why haven't you done that? Why haven't all of these stupid people done that? Because they have a stupid priest who stupidly talks to Mary, who stupidly talks to her son, who is an idiot according to her, and who has to talk to God. Why? Why? When the man said, "What I can do, you can do greater. That the kingdom of heaven that is within me is within you." And all I did was turn water to wine. I healed a blind man. And I told him, never sin again. And what did I really mean by that? Don't ever go back to the attitude that caused your blindness. That's what that meant. And I took Lazarus out of the cave. It is no thing to raise the dead. Our people in school have done that with animals a lot, with lots of witnesses. Roadkill, they're waiting for it. Resurrection is happening on the side of the road. And why is that? Who do we call back? The life force. And we say to them, come back to this body. We preserve the brain. Now come on back. Don't die. Don't leave this body. If you leave this body, you're going to forget everything you learned here. Come on back. Here's the body. Take this brain and let's go further with this body. And the brain, it's the same brain that those entities in the 23rd universe think with. It's your same brain. And how is it, did they get the same brain? Did they get the same DNA? They're working from a new neural net pattern. Like a computer, they put in a different program. Turn it on and work it. How many of you understand that? So Yeshua ben Joseph said to you clearly, I'm the way, the path, and the life. And whosoever shall believe in me, they shall never die. Now, he said that in context of the people. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The Father that is in me is in you. So what does the Father say to you? The Father says to you, that whosoever shall believe in me shall never die. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, to the marvelous is your future. To the has-been is what you were before you saw me. And if you go back to it, you deserve everything that you get in your reality. So if Christ says, you will do greater than me, why don't you do it? And what are these intermediaries between you and God? Don't let anybody come between you and God, because God is consciousness and energy. And don't sell your soul to be loved or wanted. The only person that will love you is you. So completely and so utterly. And when you have loved yourself, my beloved entities, then you will love other people. Because when you understand that everyone is on their path back to God. How can you criticize them? And our young people, if they rebel, open the door and let them go. The greatest thing we did was bring to full term this child. This child belongs to God. That's the greatest thing we can do. The worst thing we can do is put it in a cage. So, school is about doing better than what Christ did. And we're already at that point. You're just beginning. But we don't teach anything here, and I won't let them teach anything here that they can't demonstrate to you. It's reality. So when I talk to you about creating phantasms of the mind, we do field work. When somebody's got that card on their breastplate, they were able, blindfolded, to just hold it in their mind, and destiny was the journey to that card and nothing else. And if you didn't get it, you didn't get the message. And how far do we need to go to convince you you don't need to be sick? I can make a discipline last for a whole year. Would you like that? Would you like to go into the Buddhist to do that silly discipline for a year? Takes that long for people to go to analogical focus. You don't have to do that. But you need that. You need a year to be convinced. I can arrange that. I don't, you know, mind you, I don't have a problem with that. I can do that. You enter my school. That's the terms you enter it on. And what you have to understand about us, everyone will say we are a cult, so was Christ. But they got rid of that cult and turned it into a religion. And now you got the Pope. And now you got the bishops and the cardinals and all the other doo-doos that follow after that. That's a long way from the man's message. It said, "The Father that is in me is in you. What I have done, you can do greater." We don't need any other man telling us we can't do that. And while we step up to that wonderful line of demarcation, you know, that separates us from our humanity and our divine self. And we take a little old step over there of responsibility. We are powered and it blows our head off. And anytime we want to suffer a little bit, we go back to our humanity. Oh, we suffer. We're going to enter into a new realm. I don't care what they say, they're going to die. Nothing is worse than dying and having to be reborn and not remembering. That's the worst. They're going to die. You say, "I will live forever like the masters of the Far East or the Far North." What did they know? What did they do? I'm telling you what to do. Everything you're going to learn at the school, its greatest learning is that you are God. You are little old you. The mariner upon the sea of life of making known the unknown is you. Well, so what about this? Is when we realized in 35,000 years, or 10.5 million years, how many lifetimes did I have really? And when people give you that trash, you've lived three times, You're an old soul or a new soul. They're idiots. Take back your money. We all came from point zero. This time is only relevant where we are. And we run out of time because we run out of choices. And when we run out of choices, we run out of time. So, you're going to learn marvelous things this week. And you essay group, you're just starting, mama. Starting. So, it's relative, isn't it? That this week, you're going to find your card. You're going to do C&E. Oh, you got to go to the field, the blessed field. Yeah. And we're going to see just how spiritual you are. You think you're psychic? Let me put these blindfolds on you and hide your card, and let's see how great your ability is. I think it needs a little adjustment, don't you? And do we need a little healing along the way? We got a remedy for that too. It's always long and lengthy and wonderful for beginners. For advanced students, it's a twinkling of an eye. But you're not there yet. But whatever you learn to do, it'll be wonderful. Not only that, you don't have to pay this suppression. Is there a in the world of quantum potentials that you can live and continue to live until you learn the lesson? Yes. Will you be punished by anybody? Not unless you want to be. You want to be? Are the terms of learning sacrifice? Only if you're in a personality. Only if you're in the personality. The same one, by the way, that got all of its emotional strokes early on, and everybody else has just been used furniture. Oh, it's the truth. You know it. You should admit it. Well, we'll wait for that. So, what would you be? What would you put all of that power, Mama? When it's not about religion, blame, and food. You might wake up this morning, some fine morning, and you understand it. And what will your life be like? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. In the absence of greatness, we become addicted. So, I'll listen up and listen good. Nobody understands my speech either. I don't know why you think you're special. So, this week, you're going to learn the painful lesson of being a divine being. And that when you understand that, you won't look at this piece of crystal and say, "What? Throw it on the highway and let somebody run over it." Don't do that. Don't give your power away. Because those icons were given to you by ignorant people who enslaved you. And you, by the way, allowed it to happen. There is no redemption in the cross. There is only suffering. Keep it around if you like suffering, as most sadomasochists love to do. Get away your crystal. For how could a crystal grow more energy than God? And especially if God made the crystal. Hello? How could the stars tell you who you are in astrology. How does that bake that you're a God who set them? How could what you set tell you what to do? Unless you gave it the power to do that. There is astrology is only a science that defines the ignorance, but never the divine. The divine set that chaos into motion. As you are chaotic, it is set into motion. Chaos is beautiful. You should love it when everything's up in the air in your life. Oh, hallelujah, mama. It's so beautiful. We don't know where we will land, but wherever it is, it will be terrific. No, if you are a God, you can't have your fortune read. If you're a God, you cannot be a Scorpio. Unless, of course, you've taken all of your power and put it in that box of description. Are you? How in the hell are you going to be great if you have to follow that agenda? I don't think it's going to happen. It's boring. It's dreadful. It's embarrassing. Well, what do you think? That a diet is going to make you holy? That red meat is bad? Check out the onions. Lettuces. Is red only blood? How about your tomato juice? How about your carrot juice? Isn't that the blood of a living thing? How about your cabbage juice? Your soup, your purees? As long as it's not red, it's all right. Have you ever heard a cabbage scream when you hacked its head off? Hell, I don't think you have. If you had, maybe you would starve to death. If things are bad because they're red, you are the person who's red. So, a diet is not going to make you think better. Food. A pound of ice cream is no substitution for the lack of creative mind. Did you tell your partner that? Especially your overeating partner? A pound of ice cream is no substitution for the lack of a creative mind. And if I am outrageous, why am I outrageous? Is God so contained? Are those borders so limited? Then who made that crab nebulae? It wasn't you. You don't even know what it looks like. God is outrageous. It's wonderful. If I have act like a sinner, good. I can do better. I want you to know this is not what you, how your speech is. It's what you think. And what I have said is shocking, but it's not anything more shocking than what you have done in your fantasies, you wicked ass. It's all about that carnivorous viper in you that uses somebody else's life for your redemption. Get it? You got it?
Yeah.
Don't want you to leave here unless you have a different point of view. Yeah. Clean up your life and live longer. So, I learned all these words from you. They never existed in my lifetime. I had a sword. I got rid of my things in a hurry. And I never had any guilt about that, ever. Change is that great. And so, whatever they teach you, I want you to always remember that they too did field work. And they too did sending and receiving. And they too did CNE long sessions. And I sent them runners, and I changed their life to them in terrifying ways, to where they were ready to walk away from the school. Well, of course, I changed them in ways they could not change them, because they had reached the limit of their capacity to have a new thought. Yeah, I brought things into their life that had never been experienced. And when I set them free, they emerged in this lovely lather of joy. The people they're with is a new experience. It's not an old experience. The things they're doing are new things. They're not used things. And that was the kingdom come. The unknown. And I think you ought to contemplate this, of course. Will you ever come back and see me again? Let's part in contemplative terms. Just think about your life in terms of that by choice is the best it will ever be. The best it will ever be. And after a certain point, your body starts growing, you start dying. And it's a long downhill slope, aging is. It's because in the absence of great thought, we only have the past as our beacon to our future, and our past is our death. We cannot make known the unknown. We're simply thinking in terms of the past. We have to ask the great questions and not look to our own brain to have the solution or answers. Moreover, we cannot look to people in our life and places we've been and things we have done to answer that question. That question should remain a virgin. We want the unknown. And we never want it polluted by anybody's opinion who clearly has not experienced it. And we want it to come in its measure of thrilling excitement. We want to get out of our body when we least expect it. We want to biolocate, and in a moment we were there and now we're here. And we want to be able in the one thought to cause bread to fall from the sky. And in one thought we want to start laughing and we don't know if we'll ever stop. Because joy is a state of mind. And so is the kingdom of heaven. So if you think you have all of the answers, you haven't cured world hunger. You haven't cured world peace. Because you barely have ever grown anything you've ever eaten. How can you ask other people to do it when you haven't done it? Get the question? Everything is relative. So don't make it someone else's responsibility to cure what you are too lazy to do for yourself. You don't like world hunger? Then get your ass over there and start showing these people how to grow food. But I would suggest you do it first to yourself. And then when you know that, then you go help them out. In the meantime, if your life is that empty and that meaningless, I'll give you something to think about. So you leave here and you said, I just heard a remarkable being tonight who has rhythm. Yeah. And who openly drank in front of me. One. And never became seditious. Still remarkable, on point, in knowing where my heart was. Oh yeah. How could that have ever been bad? And the music I love, by the way. You like to shake your booty? There's a message in it. It's the only reason we love it. We like to hear what we're shaking our ass to. And that's the poetry of people who wrote about freedom and love and truism and heroes, great heroes. So when you go home after seeing me, I want you to question your culture. I want you to openly say, my soul placed me in the midst of these people, and this limitation is bigotry in this class, and you know, there are people above me that look down on me, and in retribution, I'm above other people, and I look down on them. You need it. You need to wake up. Stop it all. Change your life. Don't act like an alien, pagan animal. Don't give your power away. Wake up and be a new human being and be a light to your world instead of a slow, pacifistic, suffering person. One day you're going to die, and your heart, like the ancient pharaohs, is going to be weighed on the scales of justice against a feather. And the heart represents the soul, because the soul is housed next to the heart, and the heart sitting slightly to the left. Why? Its most powerful point is right underneath this breastbone. But it's right here. The soul sits there, weighs 13 ounces. So because you feel right and wrong here, you think it's your heart. It's your soul. It's called conscience. And when you are gone, they're going to take your soul or your heart and put it on a scale and weigh it against the feather. Did you die in guilt? And did you die in what you did to your fellow man and woman? Are you clean with your life? Are you a part of a culture that is a culture of entitlement? What is the rest of the world got to give you your comeuppance? It's a limitation. It is awful to an enlightened human being. Is your culture, your religion make you special? It is your limitation. It is your privy that all that ever leave you is your poverty and your judgment against others. It never leaves you with the love of God because you've never changed. Can you dig it? And if you go home and you find your culture has taught you these things, you change your life. You change your life. You move to a place you judge no one. And if your culture calls you a seditionist, they're going to die. When I toasted to you to live for 200 years, our bodies can live for 200 years in its DNA unless we mess it up and apply ourselves to some program. Because we can say we're Mexican, we're American, we're Jew, we're Palestinian, we're Irish, we're Russian, we're niggers, we're Indians, we're whatever. Why do you have to be that? That prison. Because the soul put you here to own it. And when you crush and blow down your own borders, then the love of God will fill you. And you will heal where there was no healer. And you will do marvelous works. And that is our school. And I am that teacher in this lovely body. This beautiful woman, his whole life has been about justice and God in person. Every person. Every person. And what a wonderful life it is to live in a clear conscience. Be beholding not into any feeling, but all feelings are pearls of wisdom. And what is currently in our life is that point of marvelous discovery when the sun shone through the windows of our mind and our body experienced the loveliness of that experience. And to the end, we take people from all cultures, all genders, all ages. For you be God. All of you are. For what I love about you is not your body. It's the God in you. And so what is the great teaching of the school? Is to wake up the mythological divine creature. Wake it up. And make you great. Our school is not a school of religion. God is not about religion. Religion is about control. Our school is not about the selection of certain species as an endowment of the elect. Only the hard knocks of 10.5 million years of being the same damn person brings us to that depression when we're born. And we realize some part of me didn't want to be here. And the journey ahead is having to face what I have refused to own. We are all about that. But we are the school of science. Fabulous science. Our observer is our divine. And our reality is all potentials, same time. And what do we want? Our greatest physical attribute is our brain. Because in our brain is like a computer, untapped, unrealized. The marvelous realms that we can go simply by turning it on. There is no text to record it. And those who did have left you behind and have gone on. And at the end, we can say, I have found my God, for I am its greatest creation, for it speaks to me. For the conscience that I feel as a righteous woman or man is a divine thing. And that we create this kingdom to make known the unknown. And our unknown is our thrilling moment of destiny we create. And who's to say every moment how it will happen? It's living it that brings us that marvelous joy. And destiny says that we will accomplish levitation and biolocation. And that we will accomplish serenity of mind and spirit. And if we've owned this world, we are free to go to the next one. And if you are very keen and you love this message, then this is your school and these are your teachers. And however hard this will be your stubborn arrogance to simply presume reality from a place that's concluded in your life. Be unafraid to love the unknown. jump off the cliff. It's all right not to say what will happen. And when you do that, everything will be a surprise. So I leave you with this. I am Ramtha, the Enlightened One. I have survived many wannabes. You cannot pretend to be God. It is what you are. And to pretending is to take you away from it. I am the teacher of the school. I am the Lord of the Wind. I've been around for a long time. And the people who are staying into school are those who have graduated to the great art, the great work. The greatest thing in their life is the work and how we access the treasure of the brain. And with knowledge, we can formulate those kingdoms and we can live them while we are alive. And in the meantime, doesn't matter who your mother or father was, that you got back is all that is important. And that what you do with this life is immeasurably important. Be free, be happy, and know that you are enormously loved. Thank you for coming to see me. Yeah. Beautiful entity. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Just listening, you are going to be greater for it. I send you my great runners from this night. You'll know them when they come. And when the wind comes to you out of nowhere, you know you have my attention. And blessed be you who do the work in the fields of God. Your life is just beginning. Good night. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye. And one day, I will see you in Yelm, Washington, at the great school.